This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book was out today, the central bank's 8-times-a-year look at this economy, broken down into the areas covered by the Fed's 12 regional banks. And in the notes provided by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, which covers basically everything west of the Rocky Mountains, one finds this sentence: crop yields on tree fruit, wheat, and grapes were lower due to warmer temperatures and water shortages. As it happens, the entire state of California is now in a drought emergency, so Governor Gavin Newsom declared yesterday. Marketplace's Samantha Fields finds herself on the Make the Rest of the Country Care desk today.
What happens in California does not stay in California, not when it comes to drought.
It's our largest agricultural producing state in the country. Fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, California produces over 90% of our production by value.
Daniel Munch, an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, says California also produces a lot of the country's dairy. So
drought has a major impact on the ability for the rest of our states and the rest of our consumers across the country to have access to those products.
So far, Munch says American consumers haven't really been feeling the effects of the drought in California yet. But Tapan Patek, an agricultural climate scientist at the University of California, Merced, says the longer the drought goes on, the more likely that is to change.
We could potentially see reduction in the availability of the fruits and vegetables that's consumed by people every day.
Things like lettuce, lemons, avocados, and all sorts of nuts.
At the same time, we could potentially see higher food prices.
And Americans are generally used to pretty low food prices, says Jennifer Schmidt at the Institute on the Environment at the University of Minnesota.
That's not going to be able to continue in a climate-changed world.
As extreme drought and other extreme weather become more common,
maybe we need to reconsider our priorities of what we should be growing and how we're meeting our food needs.
Like, maybe it's not sustainable to expect to find tomatoes and squash and apples everywhere all year round for cheap. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.